I'm sorry, Diana, you timed out there, or something happened. We had you and then we don't. Are you still there?
Yes, I am still here. Anyway, green tomatoes, put in a brown paper bag and a couple layers, close them up and keep checking them.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense to me. Yeah, there you go. Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Diana?
Just that the picnic was wonderful. It was so
Copy that. Kind of. The picnic it was wonderful. It was nice to see all the lovely ladies and all the wonderful people. And thank you for being there as well, Diana. And thank you for sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear, Judy. So I'm assuming you've been hearing the ladies talk about the plan for emergency page 2 in the handbook, and we're discovering that there's some things that maybe we need to work on. Also, Sylvia had some questions about storing or doing something about green tomatoes. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, the green tomatoes, obviously everyone loves fried green tomatoes. That's great. But I usually put them in a bag and like a couple of the ladies said, and just wait for them to ripen. They may start to rot, and what you can do is you can slice it and then put it in a pot of dirt, and the seeds will actually set so that you can then, grow the seeds. You have to put it obviously into a heated area and all that, but break. I just want to thank you again, Karen, for sharing some of your radio etiquette lingo, paperwork that you did, and we shared it with the class that we did on Sunday. I'm sorry to have missed the meet and greet, but we were meeting to go over what our class was going to be the next day. So it was kind of a cramped time for us. So I hope to see everybody on the next one. And I think that's about it for me. Emergency stuff, yeah. What I told everybody in the class was that they needed to practice, 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 because if and when the emergencies happen, you get panicky and you forget some things. So they should know their radio really good. And we went over things over and over. So, yeah, I think that's about it for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Judy, for sharing that. Would you like to talk about the IVARC net? And then I will refer back to Kimber, and she can talk about the Amron net.
Sounds good. Thank you. IVARC meets second Tuesday of the month in Tues at Blueback. Tuesday at Wild River in Cave Junction. And IVARCnet is every Monday night. We start with our GMRS and we move over to FRS and MERS Channel 3 project so that we can all practice and find out who's in our neighborhood and who we can talk to without a repeater. So when the repeater does go down, we have that information and we already know. Thank you so much for doing the net. All you ladies have a good evening. WRPJ 605, clear and monitoring.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for all that information, Judy. Good information about actually planting the seeds. That was awesome. So, 487 Kimber, would you like to cover the Amron net, please?
Yeah, I can cover the Amron net, and I wanted to thank Judy for inviting me to that class, and I wish I could have been a part of that. I had a family thing come up and couldn't quite be there, but wanted to, so next time definitely. Thank you, Judy, and thanks, Karen, for everything you offer. Break. All right, everybody, is welcome over to the Amron Net every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on this repeater system. GMRS license is all you need to participate, and then until the Channel 3 program at the end where unlicensed folks may do the MERS and GMRS check-ins, FRS check-ins. So anyway, Amron, we start with the roll call, then we do an intelligence brief with encrypted news for local, regional, national, and worldwide, and then we do our Channel 3 program, which, like Judy says, is getting people used to talking on Channel 3 off the repeater in case they need it, which may come up. Back to Ned. Thanks, Karen. I'll thank both of you ladies for all that information, and thank you for hosting those nets. This time I'd like to call WRPL 826U. Radio check for Patriot ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy? This is WRPL 826U. I'm reading you loud and clear. Copy that. We read you loud and clear as well. So the ladies have been talking about planning for an emergency, and some of us are realizing that we aren't quite as prepared as we thought we were. And Sylvie had some questions about what to do about green tomatoes. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sue?
Well, I'm out here wrapping up my pepper plants. I'm going to put a heat lamp to them, and I'm picking my tomatoes that are sort of turning red. So I've been busy and haven't heard anything.
Copy that, Sue. It sounds like you've been really busy. Is there anything else you'd like to share this evening?
I lived in Montana. We just pulled the whole tomato plant and hung them upside down. I don't know if she's got room somewhere to do that where it's nice and dry and kind of warm.
Copy that. Do the tomatoes still ripen on it even after you pull it out of the ground?
We just hang them upside down by the root. We put newspaper underneath, so if they did fall and splatter, you know, you have a little mess. But we had tomatoes until, like, February.
Wow, copy that. That's some good information. I guess I hadn't realized that. Maybe some of the other ladies do that as well. Well, thank you for sharing that, Sue. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. I'd like to check in for WRJX 597 Jill. She was unavailable this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801 Bobby May, radio check for Patriot ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
This is WRNN 801, Bobby May. I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So the ladies, we've been talking about planning for an emergency, and we're not quite as prepared as we thought we were. And Sylvia had some questions about ripening or storing green tomatoes. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
Well, I freeze-dried just about everything I could, and there's a reason for a growing season, and the reason for the growing season is giving you time to yourself to grow, too. So that's why they have a growing season. So we need to get it all done as soon as we can so we can grow in other ways.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May?
No, I think that's just about it. I got a couple of zucchini that are diehards right now, and after that, I'm completely done for the winter.
Very nice, very organized. Well, awesome. That's a good feeling.
Well, thank you very much for sharing all that, Bobby May. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779, Chantel, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359, Karen. Do you copy?
WRJY 779, I can hear you. Loud and clear when I can hear you. There seems to be some, I don't know, I hear you sometimes and then sometimes I don't hear you.
Copy that. We've been having that issue with a couple of the other ladies as well. We've been talking about page 2 of the Planning for an Emergency, and lots of good suggestions there, and we're realizing that there's more that we need to look into. And also, Sylvia was wondering about what to do about green tomatoes. Do you have any suggestions for her, Chantel?
Well, I honestly turned on my radio a little bit late, so I'm not sure what I'm not sure what everybody else has said, but salsa verde has always been one of my favorite things to make, and I've canned it a few times. And then also enchilada sauce, because I love green enchilada sauce. It's one of my favorites. And then fried green tomatoes. and y'all have already said dehydrating and, sorry, I'm doing dinner and we're getting ready for church right now, so we've got a lot going on, but, freeze drying are also really great ideas, and then also freeze drying yourself.
Copy that. Well, those are some great ideas, Chantel. Thank you for that. And is there anything else you'd like to share?
Nope, that's all I got right now. Thank you all for what you do, and we appreciate you, Karen. I hope everyone has a good night. WRJY 779.
Awesome. Well, thank you, and the same to you, Chantel, and hopefully you can get dinner out of the way and get everybody off to church. Well, thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRXR 423, Kristen, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359, Karen. Do you copy?
WRXR 423 Kristen, and I read you loud and clear.
Copy that, Kristen. We read you loud and clear as well. So we read the Y Plan for an Emergency, page 2 in Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and some of us are realizing that we are maybe not as prepared as we thought we were, as well as Sylvia was wondering what to do with green tomatoes. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Kristen?